This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nick, how much did you cash out on that Mets win last night?
Oh, man, I am wearing my Yankee hat right now, but last night we were all New York Mets. I texted Sal earlier this week, absolutely loved the Mets in this series against the Brewers. Like everybody, probably thought it was done, and I think you guys will appreciate this, right? So Alonso comes to the plate last night, and I'm thinking 2005 Yankees Angels, top of the ninth, game five in the ALDS, K-Rod's on the mound, Jeter singles to lead it off, Yankees trailing in the game, A-Rod comes up and immediately grounds into a double play, and it's just like, well, I guess the season's over now. I thought for sure Alonso was grounding into a double play. Instead, you get obviously one. I'm not a Mets fan. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that. What an epic sports moment last night, and great, of course, to cash out Sal on our New York Mets, baby.
And
absolutely loved
Nick,
it.
And I don't know why. I mean, maybe you could explain it. You did tell me that you didn't like the pitching of Milwaukee, but let's just look ahead. Where are you at with the Mets and Phillies in this series here?
Oh, I bet the Mets again.
What'd you get them at?
Plus one. What are we at here? I just want to make sure I give the
for the series. You're saying
for where we're at right, and I'm going to bet them in game one. So we're plus 150 right now. That's what I bet also. Absolutely love the Mets in the series. Now this is a couple of reasons why. You know what? There's really only one reason why, honestly. It's because they have the team of destiny vibe. And kind of the Tigers have a similar vibe in the American League. I'm betting the Tigers in that series against the Guardians. Tigers also have the best pitcher with Tarik Skubal, going to win AL Cy Young Award winner, right? But we've seen this how many times now in the new baseball format? And how many times have we seen it with the Phillies, right, as the wild card team just like smashing the favored Braves out of the playoffs? And now I think you get a situation where the pressure here is all on the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Mets are playing with house money. And I've seen like all I need to see from the Mets, both on Monday with the huge comeback against Atlanta in game one, where I know they lost game two. In my mind, they slayed the Braves dragon. For the first time in like 30 years, like the Lindor homer, I felt like they slayed the dragon. And then to come back, like they are left for dead last night against Milwaukee before the Alonso homer and are able to win that game. The Mets just have that special feeling right now. They're rolling with all the momentum here. Phillies have had some time off. All the pressure is going to be on Philadelphia. Now, like, Phillies are awesome. This is not like, I don't like the Dodgers this year. I would bet the Mets to beat the Dodgers also. The Phillies are actually an awesome team, so I'm not trying to present this as not a lock or anything like that, but I like the Mets vibes right now, and I think the Mets are going to get this done in this five-game series against the Phillies, and then maybe lose in the NLCS to the Padres if and when they get there.
And you bet baseball a lot?
During the regular season, I do some game-by-game stuff. I do home run stuff every night. Uh-huh. base. So, you know, like with what I do for a living, sports betting, like we're kind of like teachers, right? The summer, everyone kind of puts their feet up in preparation for the fall, for football season, which is what everyone cares the most about. I love betting the baseball playoffs, though. It's a really interesting puzzle piece to try and figure out. Like the Dodgers, I would bet any team in the playoffs against the Dodgers in a series because the Dodgers don't have starting pitching that I trust. It's one of the reasons, BT, why I hate to say this, I'm exceptionally worried about our New York Yankees in the series against the Kansas City Royals. So I've got pretty strong thoughts on all four division series, but like I said, Mets, absolutely one of my bets. I'll bet the Mets in every game in the series. I'll bet them to win the series. If I lose, I lose. I feel good about the bet when I place it.
Well, the Yankees, you know, with Sal and I were just talking about this, obviously a massive Mets day here, but there's nowhere for the Yankees to hide. I mean, they absolutely have to find a way to win this series. I think that they will, but the pressure now between the Orioles are gone and the Astros are gone. There's no excuses. A couple of, you know, mid-tier payroll teams out there. Boone's Boone's got to crack through. Judge's situation, Juan Soto's contract, like now the Mets are still playing, taking some of the shine. Yankees have to win the series. There's no other option.
Yeah, I do think if the Yankees win the series against Kansas City, I do think the Yankees will win the American League pennant. Like Detroit matches, I will talk about Kansas City in a second, but like Detroit, like you can like Detroit in a best of three, a best of five when you get Schuble twice in five games. I think best of seven becomes really tough for a team like the Tigers with the way they're constructed, and maybe some revenge for the Yankees against that cheating, lying fraud, A.J. Hinch and his garbage cans stealing the World Series from us back in 2017. But have to beat the Kansas City Royals. And BT, you've been a positive Jets fan. I find it difficult, and I know like Sal and Mets fans will like turn their nose up at this, for Yankee fans to say this. It is kind of rich.
Go ahead.
I'm extremely pessimistic about my team when October rolls around with what's happened the last 15 years with the Yankees. Well, I'm terrified that the bats are going to go silent.
Yep.
How many times have we seen it happen?
Yep.
And let's call a spade a spade. Yankees lineup pisses on the Royals lineup. It does.
Well, you know,
but with that being said, BT,
yeah,
though,
yeah,
Kansas City starting rotation is definitely better than the Yankees starting rotation.
I mean, unless Gerrit Cole comes out and remembers that he's the reigning Cy Young winner and throws up, you know, six or seven zeros, then I would obviously push back on that. And I would look at the Yankees' depth in terms of the rotation.
Great, here's Carlos Rodon. You confident in Carlos Rodon?
I'm more confident than you appear to be, more confident than Sal. Listen, I look at the Yankees rotation, which was carrying the mail all early during the season when Judge wasn't doing much, obviously, and they were actually setting records, like historical records. The rotation was that good. I'm not saying it's going to that the Yankees rotation is going to win every night 2-1, but I have great faith. I have supreme confidence here, Nick, that the Yankees rotation is going to give them a chance to win every single game. Every single game, they're going to pitch to the scoreboard, including Rodon. Yes, I do have faith in him.
Well, better win game one.
You have to win. That's true. That's true.
Because don't win on. What happens on Saturday, on Sunday, or Monday for game two?
Yeah.
Yankees lose game one, which is a disaster scenario if that happens. Because first pitch of the. Rodon goes ball one on the first pitch of the game. like the stadium's dead.
Uh huh.
Like, because everyone's expecting the worst if and when that happens. So, look, like, Cole comes out and shoves in game one. Yankees win game one. Like, I will feel pretty good about their chances. I think if they lose game one, I actually think the series is over. Because now here's Reagan's Rodon in game two. Like, I'm sorry, I'm a Yankee fan. Like, I love the Yankees. Advantage Kansas City. And it really makes me nervous.
Not at home. Not with Rodon pitching at home in the Bronx. His numbers are sick.
I do not. So, okay, I appreciate your level of trust. I'm going to try and be optimistic also. I do not trust him in a big spot.
I got you.
I don't trust Rodon either. BT and Sal were talking with Nick Costos. I don't trust Rodon either, Nick, but I look at that Royals lineup. I just don't think they have enough to compete with the Yankees.
They shouldn't on paper, but again, and look, maybe I'm being a pessimistic fan here. How many times have we seen this again over the last, since 2009, where we go into a series and like the Yankees should win the series and the lineup's a lot better, and then here's like they're down 4-0 in the eighth, and here's a solo homer from Stanton. Like, great. Awesome.
You don't think this Yankee team's different? I do.
I hope so. Kind of like until I see it, I'm candidly, like, and I hope I'm wrong, I am not going to believe it. I am very, 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 very nervous going into the series. I am nervous that Waka and Reagans and Singer and Lugo, I am worried that those pitchers are going to have a lot of success against the Yankee lineup, and we've seen this happen before. Once they go cold, it's like they are absolutely lifeless as a team, and it's like our worst nightmare as a fan. Like, I'm actually getting physically freaking ill right now thinking about it.
Hey, this is what we live for, though, Nick. Come on, we got Mets and Yankees playing a playoff game on the same day for the first time since 2006. You got the Jets Sunday morning in London, Giants a little bit later on. Let's get to some of the football here. What you're feeling, it is a big game for the Jets, too. Taking on the Vikings, who've been one of the best teams in the NFL. Where are you at, Jets-Vikings Sunday morning?
So, I'm going to bet the Jets in the game. It is not going to be one of my favorite bets of the week, but it's just like, it's expecting now, and Minnesota was favored at the Giants in week one. That's basically picked the winner of the game against a projected bad Giants team. This is now a whole set of different expectations for Sam Darnold and the Vikings, where now the expectation is that they are going to beat a good team by at least 3 points. And I would push back against that a little bit here. And I'm curious, you know, if Greg Zuerlein makes that field goal last week at the end of the game, I think, you know, Jets fans are probably still a little pessimistic, right? Given that it took that long for them to beat the Denver Broncos. But if they win the game and they're 3-1, I do think that, you know, the conversation's probably a little different going into this game. Now, Rodgers gets put on his ass a bunch last week, and the Denver Blitz and Vance Joseph, they do a great job flummoxing the Jets offense. You have to imagine, like, the Jets know what this is going to be on Sunday. This is what Brian Flores does. We saw it in week one against the Giants. He's going to blitz the you-know-what out of the Jets offense here. And my sense is that the future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, who is, like, legendarily cerebral, is going to know what's coming, and I think he's going to be able to beat this blitz better than he did last week with the Denver Broncos. I'll take the 2.5 with the Jets, begrudgingly, guys, but give me the Jets on Sunday.
I think you're right. Like, even if the Jets would have won the game last week, and there would have been a lot to complain about, sloppy, why do you let Denver hang, even though Denver's defense is really good, you know, the 3-1 record they would have had going into this game, it's like, all right, let's get a little more separation from some of these other teams in the AFC outside of Buffalo and a few others that aren't playing well. It's like the chest is puffed out a little bit. Now I almost feel like the season's in peril. And I'm not, and you said this at the start, I'm not an overly negative Jets fan. I'm fairly optimistic and fairly measured. Like, I feel like this is the pivot point, and I really don't know which way it's going to go. Salah's been a disaster all week talking about things that he always messes up. I think the Jets could either rout them, or I think the Jets could get smoked, quite frankly. I have no idea.
I don't disagree with that. The good news is I think the cavalry is coming soon. I cannot imagine a world where the Jets do not consummate the trade and bring Devontae Adams.
Exactly.
Like, that, it is. I think it is a fait accompli. I know, like teams negotiate through the media. So when, like, Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport puts out there, like, Adams prefers to play for the Jets, but the Raiders will take the best package. That's basically like the Raiders are telling Schefter to say this, so Joe Douglas knows, like, we have to up, like the offer that we're making. Like, he's going to be a Jet. I feel really, really confident in that. And just one prop thought for this game. Garrett Wilson has obviously had a very disappointing season. 53.5 is his yardage prop. So, BT, if you and I are right, and Rodgers has more success beating the blitz and getting the ball out of his hands early, mm-hmm, I think the guy he'll find success with is Garrett Wilson. I like Wilson over 53.5.
It's got to happen at some point here. What do you think the trade comp would be for Adams? Just quickly back to that. What would it take to actually get him?
So it's a difficult question to answer because the coach and GM that will be making the trade, like, literally are going to get fired if they don't win this year.
Yeah.
So, like, if this human nature, right? If it were you, BT or Sal, or you, the person listening, and you knew, like, I am getting, like, I will lose my job. I will never be a GM or a head coach again, because they won't be, the two of them. Like, if they get fired, like, would you care about trading? I'm not saying it's going to be a first round pick, but, like, great, let the next regime not have a first round pick. Who cares? So I think they're going to do, like, whatever it takes, and maybe it screws the Jets, you know, next
year. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here 2 years from now,
yeah.
But like the organization's all in. I think you do whatever you have to do to get Devontae Adams catching passes from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they did that with Hassan Reddick and get him on the field going to get quarterbacks. For me, that would be the more important move, but they haven't done it. So I'm not sure what they're waiting for here with that. All right.
Trade him to the Raiders.
Well, I mean, you're going to do that for Adams? I think the team, don't you think that Reddick would be more important to their success than Devontae Adams?
No. Look, Reddick would be an important player. Like, a pass rusher is really important. Yeah. But I mean, like, think about what Devontae Adams does to this offense.
I get it.
All the pressure off Garrett Wilson, pressure off Breece Hall, more pressure off Saleh. I think it would be a big move.
How about the Giants, Nick? No Malik Nabers? I mean, make a case for the Giants competing in Seattle.
There is a case, and it shouldn't be bet now, and I'm just refreshing my screen to see where we're at.
It was
here.
7 last I saw, right?
Yeah, we're at 7, which makes sense, because like 15 minutes ago, Malik Nabers is officially ruled out for the game. So Brian Daboll told the media, Nabers has not cleared protocol, he is out, and that's why we are seeing the number at 7. So the case for the Giants, Sal, is just, you know, like, Seattle has to win the game by 10 points to cover the spread. And are the Giants that bad that you would actually put your money on them losing by double digits in this game? I think, like, the better in me tells me to take the Giants because the number is valuable at 7. And is Seattle also good at, like, Seattle was 6 at home against Denver in week 1. Think about how bad Denver was viewed coming into the season, and now they're 7 against the Giants. Like, the number's actually probably a little off. So the better in me likes the Giants plus 7. But, like, you know, the fan in me and the on-field handicapper, right? So Daniel Jones, we saw this last Thursday against the Cowboys, where the Giants did cover the spread, but of course lose the game. Daniel Jones, for whatever the reason, neck, knee, whatever, that cannot throw the ball down the field. Like, he's horrendous. He's horrible. He has no downfield accuracy whatsoever. So now, without Nabers, now you become an offense that's even more reliant on these short passes designed for yard after catch. Like, Wandale Robinson's going to have, like, 22 catches for 40 yards in this game. And if you're Mike McDonald, Yacht Rock legend and Seahawks head coach, like, defensive wizard, like, why wouldn't you just, like, guard against that? Guard 7 yards down the field. The quarterback can't beat you deep. It's not possible. He can't do it physically. So the better in me, Giants plus 7. The objective analyst in me thinks the Seahawks might win this game big.
Seattle's injury report's a mess. I mean, that favors Giants as well.
Byron Murphy, who is their stud rookie defensive tackle, didn't play on Monday night against the Lions, and the Lions ran all over them. So he didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. If he doesn't play in the game, it does help the matchup, theoretically. And we don't know if Singletary is going to play also. We think he's going to play. If he doesn't, it'll be the rookie Tyrone Tracy. So maybe the Giants can take the air out of the football. Maybe they can run the ball successfully. Like I said, like, I'm betting the game. I'll take 7 with the Giants. I am concerned that they get boat raced on Sunday.
Thank you, Nick. Enjoy this wild weekend here. New York sports, NFL Sunday, all the above. But for New York, this is just incredible. Enjoy it. We'll enjoy listening to you on Sunday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Wishing you and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And please, guys, I just beg the New York Yankees, please do not do this to us again.
We're good. We're good.
All right, that was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. It's weird, BT. It does not feel like a football Friday. That's because the Mets have dominated the day. But we will have our football picks, perfect parlay pick segment coming up in a little bit. Also have Howie Rose at 1 o'clock, the man of the hour on the call with that tremendous call for Pete Alonso's incredible moment last night. So we'll talk to Howie at 1. More of your calls when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.